Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, it's our last AfterBuzz of 2017. Clash of Champions breakdown, presents, and year-end awards. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Time to break down the last AfterBuzz SmackDown of 2017 live on the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, AfterBuzzTV.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, liking, subscribing, telling your friends about the wonderful world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down SmackDown Live this week and the last one of the year. I'm Christian Rosenberg, at Rue Rosenberg, Instagram, The Rue Rosenberg, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, ColorNoboBrand.com, promo code Rosenberg, save yourself 10%. Whole crew is here for the holidays. First off, the lovely lady to my left, at Gabrielle_Loren, it is Gabby Loren.
Hey guys, happy holidays. So glad to be here again, but I'm going to miss you all next weekend.
I know.
Or week, I should say.
What are we going to do? We'll have a week without getting to talk to each other about SmackDown.
Oh, please, I could just call you.
Okay. I'm counting on that, you realize. Over on the other side, at Tom the Com, Tom Connolly.
I'm not expecting you to call me or anything.
I wasn't going to, and feeling very festive in his Hardy Boys ugly sweater / sweatshirt. That's Scott Narver. It's Scott Narver.
Happy Hardy Days, everyone.
Ah, you woke up for it.
Mm-hmm. I did.
It's adorable.
I did take a nap today.
Oh, but I good for you.
Fresh and woken. Yes,
excellent.
Indeed.
All right. Last SmackDown of the year, fresh off the heels of Clash of Champions this Sunday. And with the major, major news that happened on Raw that impacts SmackDown, we have so much to talk about. Year-end awards. So we should probably just stall and just spend time just rambling, because we got all the time in the world for this.
You right? Got it. Let's talk Impact Wrestling. Okay.
All right, so we're kicking off SmackDown with Dan O'Brien. He talks about, the big announcement, which we're going to talk a little more about later with Charlotte, but about the Women's Royal Rumble match announced.
Woo!
Yes! Yes, indeed.
Oh, he's raging.
No,
he's
that,
raging.
That was not a rage.
That was
what?
A rage.
That was a celebratory.
I'm never quite sure of your calls.
And also announces tonight's main event of a 6-man tag of Jinder, Owens, and Zayn versus Orton, Nakamura, and AJ Styles. Shane McMahon comes out. He breaks down what happened on Sunday. There was quite a bit of chaos in that dual ref tag team melee.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. Shane breaks down everything. Brian says how he did what he did to protect Shane from himself. A thank you Daniel chant then breaks out, because Shane doesn't want Owens and Zayn to have their job, but everyone else does. And Daniel says he believes in a shared vision of the land of opportunity for everyone, not just the people you like. Shane warns him that Owens and Zayn are just going to stab him in the back. And Daniel's like, wait, are you just saying I should have done what's best for business?
Oh.
Because I don't want to see Shane O'Mac turn into Mr. McMahon. So if you want to fire someone, fire me. Shane then wishes him luck on the show, shakes his hand, and leaves the ring. Yeah, it was tense. It was really tense.
Yeah.
It's close. You wish someone luck, but if you wish him luck on their future endeavors, that's
right.
A firing.
Right. That's what I thought he was going with.
Mm. That's what I thought, too. I was really nervous in my seat, sitting at the edge. But thank goodness he said, I just respect you and trust you to handle the rest of the show.
For now.
Mm. For now.
Do you think Daniel Bryan could ever get the power to fire Shane McMahon? There could be a mutiny of sorts?
Yes.
Mm. Board of directors?
So? I think so. Mm-hmm. He just needs Stephanie on his side. Stephanie already hates
Shane. Well, that ain't going to happen. Stephanie won't side with Daniel Bryan.
Why wouldn't she?
Well, yeah,
to get Shane out.
As Gabby said, she hates Shane.
Yeah.
But what would? But Daniel signing with Stephanie would be the equivalent of him signing with the Authority.
No, well, I don't think that. I think it's more him siding with the...
What's best for the business.
The power of McMahon to do something.
I think we need Linda.
We do.
We need Linda.
She's busy. Sorry.
Yeah.
She's never coming back.
But I want to kind of mention something that, Scott, you brought up last week, and I think on the pay-per-view, it really showed it too, because you brought up how he moved around as a ref last week. And he, like, slid down on the ground. Well, hey, on the pay-per-view, it wasn't like a powerbomb or anything like that. But he got hit and he fell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like they're slowly letting him do things.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal.
It's weird. Mm. It's definitely weird to see the untouchable one is being touched.
Yes.
And he pushed Shane.
Yeah.
Like there was like, all right, he's pushing people back. Like, where are we going with this? I don't know, like last week still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would I want to see a match between the two of them? Yeah, I would. Like, I think that would be a good WrestleMania match. Daniel Bryan versus Shane O'Mac, you know, for control of SmackDown.
Daniel Bryan just has to move constantly as Shane jumps off things and he'll be fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just wonder when it's going to get more heated. Because actually the opening of tonight's SmackDown Live wasn't that crazy. It was not as chaotic as I originally had planned for coming out of that match where Daniel Bryan, you know, in his own right, kind of cheated that last count, the 1-2-3. But, I mean, it was cool to see. I just wish there was more drama tonight.
Yeah. And the thing about the match, at least, when Kevin Owens pushed Daniel Bryan into Shane at the pay-per-view, and, like, Daniel Bryan kind of looked like, oh, I did the wrong thing. When, like, he didn't do anything.
Mm.
And I wish it would have been explained right there. I wish he would have said to Shane, like, I didn't, like, he pushed me into you.
Shane corrected himself, like, in a promo, he's just like, you know, at the moment I didn't see it, but so at the time I was heated.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Daniel might be frustrated because, oh, I was in the wrong spot. If I was on the other side of the ring... Mm. Then I wouldn't have been in the way.
That wasn't his half of the ring, though.
I agree.
Daniel Bryan was in the right there. He was in his half of the ring. I just thought it was a weird, at least at the pay-per-view. I wish he would have just, you know, explained, be like, he just pushed me into you. Like, sorry,
He didn't say anything.
No, he didn't say anything. That's why it was just, the way his reaction was not the reaction I wanted him to have at the moment. But, I mean, I was happy. It was a fun match, the pay-per-view match. And I'm glad, you know. They still have their jobs because the fans clearly want to see them.
Yes, they do. First match of the night, Usos versus Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable. It was a chaotic, weird four-way tag match, but it was fun on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And branches off into this match. And Benjamin and Gable were dominant. Like, they led almost this entire match, hit their finisher, the powerbomb top rope clothesline. Gable hit his Chaos Theory. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
The Chaos Theory German suplex on both Usos. Gable and Benjamin win clean with ease over the tag champs.
Look, there's been a lot of flus going around. It's the holiday season. People are off their game. I think that's what happened.
The Uso flu?
Yeah.
The Uso flu.
Did you guys notice also on the German suplex where Jimmy was thrown over by Gable, he got it so close to his neck area, it looked so dangerous. Mm.
Oh, German suplex is one of the most dangerous moves in wrestling. Mm.
And then when he did it to Jay following, it seemed fine. It was correct. But, I mean, just watching with Tony, my boyfriend at home, it's very, like, he shows me a lot of the technique side of it. And I was, like, cringing when I saw that because I really thought Jimmy was going to hurt himself. Mm. It was so high up.
So then do you practice moves on Tony?
Sometimes, but they're not called anything. They're just things I make up.
Oh,
yeah. They're my own wrestling
moves.
Your own
patented maneuvers.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Because I don't really know what I'm doing in the ring, clearly. I just pretend like I know what I'm
Gabby's
doing.
Gabby's moveset coming soon to WWE 2K.
The Gabby suplex.
I just jump and do the jabs. I know how to do jump boxing, so that's about
jump,
it.
Jump, jive, and whale.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's
Yeah, I'm surprised they just really did dominate them. And I was kind of happy. Like, I wasn't, like, upset, though, that the Usos lost this easily. Like, they did, you know, they cheated to win, too. It's not like they just, like, beat them and it was just, like, super clean.
Gable and Benjamin? When they cheat?
He cheated. He jumped in the ring and kicked them in the face before he tagged himself back in. Benjamin, like, kicked one of the Usos in the face.
Oh, he was on the outside of the ring.
No, inside the ring. Chad Gable was, like, with the ref.
Oh.
And he, like, did some kind of, like, a knee to the face or something. So, I mean, those German suplexes are...
They look so good.
Insane. Yeah. I can't believe he did it to Big E.
And Rusev. He did it to everyone on Sunday.
That was insane on Sunday. Yeah. If you didn't like Chad Gable, like... Before that, I don't know why, but
I mean, you don't have to like him on the microphone. Yes. You don't have to like him on the microphone. Mm-hmm. But in the ring, you gotta love him.
It's usually where it comes from, though.
Yeah,
this show is designed it to be that way.
But the bigger story is the chat role is unhappy that Gabby brought up a boyfriend.
You know, I was thinking, should I say this? But then you guys wouldn't even know who Tony is if I didn't say it. Oops.
You broke so many hearts over the holidays, Gabby. How could you?
Hey, I'm always looking for friends, you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't make their intentions known. Just sitting there on your hands. You got to say something, people.
But I will go to prom with you if that's any help.
There you go. Loop that.
Take that, Tom. You were too slow on that one.
Save that vine for some high schooler. Someone's going
to
do it.
I say that because at WrestleKid, I got asked to go to prom with somebody. But, I mean, he was joking because he was older. But
well, was it a yes or no?
I said yes.
Okay. I'm going to prom. We need a camera to follow us.
Yeah. Was he in high school?
Was this the New Jack story?
No. Oh, my God, no.
He didn't ask you to go to prom?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't go if he asked me. Unless my life was in danger.
It is.
It always is, right?
With that guy, yeah.
Should we just get into that story now, like real quick? Might as well.
Want to?
Yeah. Okay. So as you guys know, if you follow Gabby's Instagram, which you should, and she kind of touched on it a little bit last week. She got to perform and hang out at WrestleCade. It was in North Carolina.
North Carolina,
and apparently she had an interaction with a gentleman in wrestling that some people might know as New Jack.
Oh yeah.
Where people would know that he is the. Probably the scariest person in all of wrestling.
The formerly convicted murderer.
Yes. Gabby says she has a story. Honest to God, she has not told any of us this story yet. She wanted to save our reaction for the air.
Right.
So with that said, floor is yours.
Okay. So I was at WrestleCade, and as most of you guys know from watching AfterBuzz, I am newer to wrestling. Mm-hmm. So I know a handful of people from back when my dad and brother introduced me to it, but I never watched ECW. So I did not know who New Jack was, but New Jack was at WrestleCade. So,
which is the first mistake of WrestleCade.
Yeah, first mistake of WrestleCade. no, but I mean, he was cool. I mean, he deserves to be there. He has a lot of fans, I'm sure, that maybe want to get his autograph and meet him.
Okay.
Maybe scared too. But at the time, I really didn't know who New Jack was because I've never seen him wrestle. And I, for sure, was not into that kind of wrestling when I was younger. Like, if anything, I idolized, like, China or, like, Hulk Hogan. So I'm at WrestleCade, and this is, like, the second day, I think. We're going around the room trying to get interviews. So there's a few different WWE legends, like old-timers, that I'm getting interviews with, XYZ. And I have two people running around with me. One of them, Selena Majors. So if you know the wrestling world, like, she knows everybody. She pretty much, you know, was born and raised in it. I mean, trained with some of these people. So everybody knows who she is. And then the other guy that was with us, that was working with WOW, and he and her together as a team were kind of like showing me around, introducing me to people to try to get the interview. Because essentially, I mean, listen, I'm not scared to ask people for an interview. That's what I used to do on the red carpet. You hustle. But you don't know if you're going to get turned down or even if my company wants to get them on camera. So I'm walking around the, you know, room with them. And Selena's running off because she knows everybody. So everyone's grabbing her and pulling her. And then some of the WOW wrestlers are coming with me because they want to meet everybody. And then the other guy that we were with, who is also supposed to be introducing me to everybody, tells me we're going to interview this one guy who is a famous wrestler, who I also didn't know. But then Selena ran off. And I sit next to New Jack thinking this is the guy I'm supposed to interview. Okay?
Oh, God.
Because they ran away from me, and and I'm stuck with the camera, and they ran. So I sit down next to New Jack.
Was the camera on a tripod?
No, it was someone was holding
it.
No tripod. It wasn't like we took time to set up.
Okay, you had a tripod. No.
We were running, literally, it was like a rush. We were running around the room. Okay. So it was kind of like when she left and he was nowhere to be found, and he just told me, we're going to go over here. Mm-hmm. Get this person. And I thought they were pointing to New Jack. So I sat down next to New Jack. And then I'm like, so I think I'm about to interview you. You know, like the camera's right there. And I say, I didn't know his name. So I called him somebody who was, he wasn't pretty much. Which was so embarrassing.
Who did you call him?
I don't even remember at this point. Because it was someone I didn't even know that they were like, you're going to interview this person.
Okay.
And it was nobody that I actually interviewed.
Okay.
Like, so no one in my pictures, nobody like that. But I sit down and I call him the wrong name and I'm like, oh my God, I literally just committed suicide, like right now. And at the time, I didn't even know who he was, but he was so scary because he was just sitting next to me, staring at me, and he had scars all over his forehead and he just looked super rough. And then I'm like, oh my God. And then this other guy standing up next to him was like, you don't know who he is, do you? And he's like, this is New Jack. And I told Tony this story afterwards because I was like literally wanted to like crawl in a corner and die after that. But I had some really good interviews post, so it was fun. But I told Tony this story because I was like, this was like the craziest thing that's ever happened to me because I like can't believe I like did this with like the scariest looking man in the room. And he was like, no, you don't understand. He's like, this man and exactly what you guys said is like a convicted murderer. Or not convicted because he got off, right?
No, he served his time.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Because Tony was telling me
I thought that was the story.
That he got off.
Oh, okay.
Chat roll.
I guess there was like four different incidents where he had like committed homicides and stuff, something like that.
Well, so, he admits to it openly.
Yeah, exactly. And so then Tony had me watch a documentary that he was in. And I think it was the one that we were talking about last
week.
Beyond
the Mat.
Beyond the Mat. I think that he was in it, and they covered parts of ECW. Mm-hmm. It was either Beyond the Mat or something else, but it was a section with New Jack, and it, like, they were, I was seeing him stabbing people and, like, all this kinds of crazy stuff in the ring.
Yeah, you
and
hung I'm out like, with
him. I'm like, I cannot believe this happened with this man. Like, what did I do?
Wait, so what did he do when you asked, when he called him
the wrong
name?
I mean, he wasn't mean or anything. Oh, he's okay. Just like,
Madame, name of myself.
He had a very intimidating look, and he was staring at me. And his face was all scarred. And I just remember thinking, oh, my God, like, you know, what's going to happen? I was so scared. But I was even more freaked out after Tony told me, like, you don't even know who this guy is. Like, and he showed me all these videos and his matches from ECW. And I was like, you know, that's not my style, what ECW was. I would never watch anything like that. I know, obviously, there's diehard fans for that stuff. But I like wrestling now and today, and also what it was on WWE, WWF, not ECW, because it's violent and scary. And so anyways, it was just really funny, and Tony was telling me how he was a murderer and all this stuff, and then how in this documentary he showed me, there was a clip where he said he had short-term memory loss. So I was like,
you're
great.
Hoping he forgot. You're hoping he forgot.
He'll never remember this happened.
Except that this is on videotape.
Exactly.
And
he's right outside the door. Come on in.
Special guest, New Jack. Come on in.
If
we're doing this show on videotape, we got problems, man.
You can get it on VHS soon.
But, you know, side note from that, like, so it was an experience for sure, and I really hope you forgot. But
Chat Roll wants Tony to take on New Jack in a match now.
But that's so funny. And by the way, I did interview Jim Cornette, who is cool. I interviewed Jimmy Valiant.
That's cool.
Which was also awesome. I interviewed Jerry Lawler, obviously. Mm-hmm. Teddy Long. SmackDown.
Yeah.
So I got some really good people, but that was like the weirdest thing. And I was like,
I'd be terrified of ever meeting him.
Yeah. I was terrified. But then it turned into this like joke afterwards after I saw all these videos and stuff that me and Tony were just cracking up over. Like, this had to happen with this man.
Tony got so over on this episode, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone
He's getting a shout out right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he is. All right. Moving on. Charlotte. But that was a crazy story.
That was.
Wish you guys were there for it.
No, I do not wish I was there. I do not wish I was anywhere near.
I'm good.
Charlotte in the ring, celebrating with the crowd on the fact, and we'll take a couple minutes on this, the fact we branched on it a few weeks ago, Women's Royal Rumble, it is happening. We will have it at this year's Royal Rumble. We don't know if it's 20 women or 30 women yet, but we know Raw and SmackDown are going to be involved. Winner is going to get a title shot at Mania. It's a legit Royal Rumble. How excited are we?
10 out of 10.
That's pretty excited.
For now.
Moderately.
Why just moderately?
Because we talked about this at length on Compadres, where it's basically shot the wad on the chase for so many of the gals. Like, Bayley doesn't have the chase of going for the title at WrestleMania for the first time ever, winning the Rumble and then going for it. Like, she's won the title. She's done this already. Mm-hmm. Charlotte, Naomi, like, so many of the gals who there's been the excitement for in NXT or either on the main roster in WWE, the excitement isn't there, so they have to do a lot of story building for that. So I think it's a shame that in the time that we're in, that there's been so many that have just been launched in the title picture to try and build the division, rather than having your Baileys or others going for the chase so long. Alexa Bliss has held it several times. Which competitor is going to be the one that's going to be so compelling that they win it, that they then go to WrestleMania, and it means just as much as the male superstar winning it? That's the unfortunate part to me that I don't see yet, but doesn't mean I'm not excited for the Rumble itself.
My one thing with that is, I think that adds to the fact that we have no idea who would win this match. Because if you have someone with that
Sarah
story,
Logan.
What do you mean? Roman Reigns is going to win.
I saw some meme of some Roman Reigns with like a wig on, saying the 30th entrant.
He doesn't need a wig.
Reigns. But pretty much kind of what you're saying. Yeah, they've all had it. So then we're not necessarily like, oh, well, we know Bailey's definitely going to win this. Oh, we know Sasha's definitely going to win this, because the story wouldn't make sense for it. But being that we don't have that, I think that adds more intrigue, because I have no idea who's winning this as of yet.
I mean, I feel like, I mean, someone's in the chat room saying Asuka needs to win. I mean, no, I think doesn't. I don't think she needs to win. I don't think it wouldn't tarnish her, you know, undefeated streak. Like, it's more of her about her being pinned or submitted. So I don't think that would hurt her if she didn't win. Because I think she, like, every Rumble, there's always, you know, Big Show, Kane, Mark Henry, those big guys that everyone gangs up on to get out. Which I feel like
That'll happen with Nia.
But I think that could also be at Asuka, too, of them just being like, we can't beat this girl. We don't want her to get a title match. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if she gets anywhere near a title match to win the belt, she's probably going to win it. So we don't want her anywhere near it. I mean, I think, to Scott's point, I think Asuka is the one, if she does win, that is compelling enough to going on to WrestleMania, being undefeated. If she goes all the way there undefeated to whoever she fights, it's like, well, is she going to win or is she going to lose? Like, I could see them throwing the curveball, and that's where she gets beat, because it's against the champ. But, you know, I'm happy for it, though. I think it's going to be fun. I hope maybe they do 25 instead of 30, because there's already, like, 20 girls.
Right. So, maybe a couple surprises, maybe a couple NXT girls.
Trish Stratus. Yeah. Like, I feel like there's, like, they need to bring back other people. Like, everyone who's there now.
I wouldn't be surprised if Medusa's in it.
Like, everyone that's on the roster now better be in this match, or I would be really disappointed in WWE, because there's no all these girls are there, like, they finally have this match, and if you're there right now and you're not in this match, I would just be like, can I just leave this place?
So wait, does that mean that the Riot Squad is able to get in on it?
Yeah, they're in. Yeah,
oh, sure. I don't know. Okay. When
Naomi
said
earlier, yeah, that's, she's there in the match.
She's just
yeah.
being a hater.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's going to be, obviously, surprises, and there will be a surprise person that may win. I think that they could pull in a surpriser who takes it.
Mm-hmm. I'd be down with that.
And what if, like, could a Bella come back?
Absolutely. Yep.
I think both of them are going to be in it. I think Bree's going to come back for this. I could see Nikki coming out first and then Bree coming out a little later. That's what I think is cool, where you really don't know who's going to be in this.
Right.
Which is a good surprise. If they have 30 women in this.
Karma.
There's a lot of people that could be a good surprise to come back in. Or new people that we haven't seen before.
Yeah. But it would also be a great storyline for someone coming back into it. To then have a win and be able to take the storyline somewhere.
Just like Batista.
Just like Batista.
Or The Rock.
That was good.
No, The Rock didn't win.
So Naomi comes out during Charlotte's promo, officially declares herself as the first SmackDown woman to be in the Rumble match. And then they're interrupted by the Riot Squad. And they don't even let the Riot Squad talk, which is brilliant.
Oh, come on. You don't want to hear...
Sarah
Logan. Yes.
No,
I do. Give her a mic every week.
I just want to see those videos we've been finding on YouTube, thanks to our fans on AfterBuzz, with the subtitles to translate.
So we have a tag match that comes out, Charlotte and Naomi versus Ruby and Sarah. The match itself was fine. No complaints with the match. Mm-hmm. The story with it after, Liv tried to interfere at the end. Naomi got out of the way. Sarah knocks Liv out of the ring. And then Naomi hits the review on Sarah, gets to win. So already dissension and screw-ups happening in the Riot Squad.
I actually really like Sarah and Charlotte going at it together. They work well in the ring, I think. It was nice to see them instead of Ruby taking over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was fine. I mean, it wasn't, you know, match of the year or anything like that, but it was, I don't...
It wasn't?
Oh, I thought it was match of the year. Are you kidding me?
I mean, we have those awards later on. I thought this was it.
That's why I didn't pick this one. I picked another one. but yeah, it was, I mean, I don't know, whatever, it was, I don't know, it was what it was. I'm more excited about the Royal Rumble.
I'm really excited for the Rumble. I'm really excited for it.
Do we think Ronda Rousey's coming in?
Number 30.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Even if there's 25?
Yeah. Even
if there's 25, she's being number 30.
Oh God, can that be the best pay-per-view of the year if we get the...
Well, that'd be for 2018.
It'll be 2018, yeah.
Yeah, so you can keep that in the back pocket for next year's awards.
Yeah.
That will probably be, like, beyond if she gets in it.
Now it is time for a holiday edition of Christian's Closet. Let's get the music going. Because we have a full cast for this Christian's Closet edition. As we have the New Day share in holiday cheer. We have Xavier Woods dressed up as a reindeer. Kofi as a gingerbread man. And Big Elf. They're passing out flapjacks. And they got t-shirts. And then all of a sudden, they're interrupted by Rusev Claus. And I don't know if English was supposed to be Olaf, or was he just Frosty?
Both.
Yeah. but...
He was Frosty Aiden.
They were all very festive. They were all stunning. And I don't know why that's not on WWE Shop. All those costumes.
They could be.
They maybe are right now.
Who is your favorite amongst them?
Ooh, you know... I feel like we haven't seen a Frosty costume, so I was intrigued by English. However, Kofi, as a gingerbread man with mittens,
wrestling,
he could not grab anything.
Yeah, I know.
I was very impressed with that as well. So that's kind of a tie, I guess, for the top. I would say Woods might be in last with this one, just because we've seen the reindeer. You could, you know, maybe
he wasn't Xavier's a specific reindeer.
No,
I think that's what hurt him.
That could have been, you know, if he picked, like, if he was Dasher.
Or Rudolph.
Or it could have been Rudolph. Any one of them.
Knows.
Any one of them.
Donder.
Yeah, or Blitzen.
Mm-hmm. New Day had super cute Merry Christmas shirts. Like,
they do.
Christmas
themed. The hoo-hoo-hoo shirts.
Yeah.
Love it.
Really good. And then we had another, you can cut the music now. But and then Aiden English added an additional holiday jingle.
What are you gonna sing?
Are you sick?
Oh, that's me, right?
Oh, I was actually gonna try to sing, but if you want to go, you go right ahead.
Well, is this the jingle or is this the 12 days of?
No, this was just the old Rusev Day that you did.
Mm. Oh. No, I'll save my voice for the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, okay, because Gabby has a song for us too.
Yeah.
So English went on to sing. Oh, Rusev Day, we challenge you to a contest. Oh, Rusev Day, you'll be our next conquest.
I love that part.
It was wonderful.
This is when the Bludgeon Brothers need to show up.
Yeah, I was waiting for them.
No, I mean when you're singing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thankfully they don't have like an honorary member here or anything like that.
But, you know, not when I'm singing or anything.
No. They're a fan of you.
Angelic.
Yeah, they're a fan of you. Then we have, oh, and Biggie said, you flapped the wrong jack, sucker, with his giant plate.
That was great.
That was hilarious.
And I love Rusev when he, like, pulled down the mask. He was like, it's me, Rusev. And Biggie was like, oh.
Yeah, I really want to see Rusev and Biggie have a whole thing together.
Mm. Yes.
Those two especially, because... They are the unsung heroes of both of SmackDown and of the New Day, I feel.
Mm. Yes. Ziggler Celebration. First up, he comes out with the no music. Talks about how he told us so. And if he's like, if you think this win was a shock, you haven't been paying attention for the last 12 years. Now, to be fair, this was probably the most shocking thing to happen on Sunday, was Ziggler actually winning this title. No one thought that was happening.
I did. I said that was happening.
Did you pick Ziggler last week?
I did.
Did you really?
Actually, I think I
Chat roll, you remember?
I thought we all either picked Corbin.
I picked Ziggler too, so I wasn't shocked at all.
I picked Ziggler because I said my theory was then it was going to be Rude that goes after him.
Oh yes, yeah.
You did say that. Scott was the only one.
No, I think I said that too.
Gabby agreed with it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now everyone just take a side.
Don't be a hater.
That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, no one thought of it.
What I loved with this was we brought up, hey, let's look in the history books. And we had all these clips of all the title wins that he has had during his career. Because, hey, everyone forgets. By the way, at this pay-per-view and this year, I won this title. This one, I won this. This one, I cashed in. And this and this. I thought it was great. And he goes, year after year, I go and appreciate it. You're not worthy of my presence. You don't deserve me. You want something to remember me by? He drops the U.S. title in the ring and walks away.
No!
What does it mean?
I don't know.
That's beautiful that we don't know what it means. Yeah, I remember it. Mm-hmm. Is this the last we're ever going to see of Ziggler? Is now we're going to have the U.S. title vacant?
No, I don't want Baron Corbin to win it again. No, come back, Ziggler, please. No.
But what becomes the point of someone wrestling for titles if they don't want the title? Like, where is Ziggler going to go from here? What is his role in WWE?
It might not be anything. Yeah. That might have been his last night for a while.
I don't know.
Well, I don't think he'd be getting laid off. I think it might just be a matter of him leaving. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's been there 12 years.
He might just hate what happens with airport security. You know, taking that title and through security, and then they go, well, what's that? And he's like, I'm not doing that. I'm just going to leave it here and let one of the recruit guys.
He has so much experience with it.
Mm-hmm. He's smart. He gets it.
Yeah. Like, come on, put it on a truck and just drive it to the next place I'm going to be at.
The ring's going to be there.
Exactly.
Put the title in there.
Just wrap it up in the ring, and we'll be good to go.
It's just hard for me to believe. Like, I know he's pursuing comedy, but he doesn't have a family yet or anything. He's not, you know, married, so... It's not like he would be leaving to pursue the family life, unless he had like a comedy deal come up or some sort of.
He's also been in one of the WWE films. He's been in Countdown.
Yep.
So he's got.
So you think he could be just taking a hiatus to do a WWE, you know, movie or
pursuing something like you know, Jericho has been so successful at it. Roddy Piper back in the day used to be so successful at
it. But that's not necessarily giving up a contract.
Well, Chowrell just brought up a good point. Maybe it's just to tease a new U.S. title design.
That's a really good theory. I like that.
Which would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Also, what could they use for design? Well, there's the U.S. flag.
Okay.
The United States title.
Okay. There's like the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is he dating Kennedy? Is that right in the chat room?
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes, Mr. Kennedy.
My God, the scandal.
That's
Kennedy. From MTV?
The amount of blonde hair dye. Yeah. Dear God.
That's what it says in here. I don't know.
Well, it must be true.
Yep. If the chat room said it must be true.
I mean, I'm not sure what he's going to. It's weird for them to give him the belt. And then him just go, okay, I'm done. Like, I got the U.S. belt, and now I'm going to leave?
That's what Edge did at WrestleMania.
That was the world belt, though.
Yeah, and he just up and left.
He just up and left due to injury.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wrestle anymore. Oh.
Yeah.
Walked away! No, I think it is intriguing. Mm-hmm. Dolph is one of those guys that for the last couple of years has getting that reset button hit constantly where they're doing something. They're doing something. Him and Miz had that amazing program. Yes. Mm-hmm. He even did some great stuff with Ambrose all throughout SmackDown. Yes. And then it just doesn't ever amount to anything where it's like, oh, I'm going to be the guy that hates all the elaborate entrances. And then we sort of get a reset on that again. Mm-hmm. He's getting the Wade Barrett syndrome right now, where it's we are led to believe we're going to be having something with him, and then it just goes away. So I totally understand his frustration, and I like them playing it out on television so we believe it.
Yes. I think it'd be a cool storyline of him just being like, I'm not showing up until I want to show up, and then Daniel Bryan or Shane being like, listen, you're still kind of technically U.S. champ. You have 30 days to defend it. So you have to show up, you know, at this pay-per-view to defend it. If not, you lose it. And, like, that's all we see. Like, he never shows up on SmackDown. We only see him on pay-per-views.
Oh, the Lesnar rule.
Like almost that. Almost him just being like, I don't care. Like, I'm not showing up on SmackDown. Like, I'm better than this. I'm already the champ. And then he just shows up and dominates at the pay-per-view and then just leaves.
This is what Baron Corbin, everyone thinks he does.
But I think Ziggler is much better in this position. But it's like you don't hear from him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It'd be a different storyline, at least. I don't know. Throwing it out there. Because I would
say there are a lot of questions with it.
Yeah, because I'd like to see him just, at least if he's going to keep the belt, like, just be super, like a dominant champion of just being like, he already says he's the best, he cannot wrestle everybody, blah, blah, blah. Like, just show up, and that's all you do. You don't cut promos, you don't wrestle any other matches, you only wrestle when you have a championship match.
I like the way they're spinning this, though, because if it isn't that he's leaving or getting fired, we're left guessing, so they're obviously doing their job
absolutely.
So, you know, kudos to SmackDown Live then.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan's backstage with Sammy and Kevin Owens. They give him champagne, but Bryan tells him he doesn't drink. And again, bringing up history, calling back, and Kevin's like, "No, we know why you did it, because you wanted to finally get back at Randy Orton from all those years ago, where he was the focal point of the authority, and he's the one who really screwed you." And Bryan's pretty much just like, "Shut up."
He called them delusional.
Yeah. But I love, again, that they brought something back with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed it.
I can't believe they bought him a bottle of champagne.
Did you see them celebrating at the paper?
It's too funny.
It was great.
New Day versus Rusev and English. First off, they're all wearing the same outfits for the physical match. Where, like we were saying, Kofi with the mittens running around in the match. Mm-hmm. Not able to grab anything.
Why wouldn't they? You know?
Yeah. And he runs around because he's a gingerbread man. They can't catch him. They get Rusev's Santa sack and start tossing t-shirts into the crowd and then discover a pair of Rusev Day boxer briefs.
Wait, what does that mean for the actual, you know, Christmas week? Does that mean there's going to be more gifts to be thrown out next of a week? Rusev Claus bag?
Well, the next week will be the day after Christmas.
Yeah. So, it'll be Boxing Day, so they could still do...
Well, I mean, hey, Monday's Raw, but maybe they could do something special on Tuesday because it's the week up.
Mm-hmm. And they might.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Mm-hmm. It'd be that Christmas hangover day.
Yes. Yeah.
But then, obviously, the most painful moment of this match, the most sickening, probably spot of the year, if we were to give an award.
It was devastating.
We have a plate of flapjacks. We have lots and lots and lots of whipped cream. And one single cherry.
That was, like... He couldn't have done that any better. That was brilliant. I don't know if he came up with that idea or someone told him to do that, but that was like Jericho level stuff right there. Mm-hmm. To be like, open it up and you think he's gonna pour the whole thing on, he just takes out one little cherry and puts it on top.
And he does it like a move where he's gonna smash it with his fist and then
Yep.
Rusev's got it. He does. He's doing such great details.
He is so over right now. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And now the game went into who is going to be punished by having their face thrown in to this delicious mess that's on the plate. They try to throw Xavier into it, but he counters, and Woods and Kofi together deliver a flapjack on Aiden English into the flapjacks.
The only thing I would have changed would be to at least open my mouth for that. I mean, come on. Don't you want to eat it?
Maybe he's allergic.
Whipped cream is terrible for the voice.
Yes.
Terrible.
Is it now?
No Broadway star will be caught dead with whipped cream.
I had no idea that was a thing, to be honest.
It's not. I'm just, you know.
Oh, okay.
Half suffice in here's total garbage.
Maybe you know if you're going to gain weight from it, but...
All right, everything.
It was... I normally am not a big fan of these kind of matches.
It was hilarious.
Where you're just people wasting food.
Yes, exactly, of course. people throwing flapjacks into the crowd.
Terrible.
But this was a lot of fun. But I also think it was the people that were in it.
They were having fun.
It made it a lot more fun. It wasn't like, I feel like anytime I'd be like, why? Like, the New Day's so over. Like, they don't need a win in this match like the other guys do. But it just made perfect sense, and it was awesome. And Rusev is like the best face on the show. It's like AJ Styles and then Rusev and then Nakamura.
So to answer AJ's question in the chat roll, the flapjacks, what else? I mean, that stuff makes me hungry watching this every week.
That's true. Main event, six-man tag. Orton, AJ, Nakamura versus Jinder, Sami Zayn, and Owens. It's fun six-man tag. end of the holidays or entering the holidays, we want the crowd going home happy as they go with their mom, dad, grandma, grandma, cousins, aunts, uncles, talk about the wonderful time they had.
Where is they this watch... Sarah Logan talking right
yep,
now?
Yep. Yep. Gotta go to Mammy Grandpappy's Pappy. House.
Grandpappy?
Sitting in a rocking chair.
Grandpappy, I had a match on SmackDown and I lost Charlotte Flair because of that Liv Morgan.
No, but usually we don't know what she's saying, so that was a bad impression.
Sorry.
We have
I thought it was actually pretty good. I'm surprised I stayed in that.
We have an RKO on Jinder. We have phenomenal form on Owens and Kinshasa on Sami Zayn. Heroes win. We celebrate. A SmackDown goes off the air.
Okay. Yeah,
it depends on who's your hero.
Yeah, exactly. My heroes didn't win this match. The losers won this
John
match.
Cena.
Yeah, exactly.
John Cena was not involved in this match.
Oh, I can't wait to see him next week.
On Christmas Day Raw, right?
Yeah.
Christmas Day Raw.
I hope I can see him. It's going to be really hard, but you know, he only comes one day a year.
So here's another thing. I also really like this match because I got to see Orton and Jinder go at it again, but without the distraction of cages. And I mean, the Singh brothers got involved for a quick second, but it wasn't like, you know, an end-all be-all because of their involvement. Mm-hmm. And I like seeing the technique behind the matches and what these wrestlers actually could do without the entertainment factor.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked this match for that reason.
Yeah, I mean, and I think this match was fine, but on Sunday, like, I think over the summer, AJ was going against Jinder the whole time. That title reign would have been way better than him and Nakamura and who'd he go against first? I can't even remember now. Him and Orton went against so many times. Like, I mean, that match was fun on Sunday, the main event, and it was good to see, like, Jinder throwing him around like he did the first time they wrestled was entertaining to watch, and it was actually a good story of the match, you know, and it was fun. And I just think, I mean, Jinder kind of got the short end of the stick on all that because
Jinder got hindered.
Yeah, he did. He did get hindered specifically.
But that's the third day of Rusev. Three unhindered Jinders.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Speaking of which, as SmackDown comes to a close, Gabby has 12 days of Christmas AfterBuzz for us.
Yes, I do.
So we need to hear this, and then we got to get into our awards.
Unexpected.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
We joked about it last week, and then she actually did it.
Yeah, I did. And they're good. Okay.
I can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, the microphone stylings.
12 days of Gabby.
Is it? Wait, what is? Is it just 12
days? Still the 12 days of Christmas.
Still the 12 days of Christmas. Okay, go right ahead.
It's reinterpreted by Gabby.
Just start from number 12, though.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me a microphone that says WWE. On the 11th day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me a stocking full of merchandise tees, preferably New Day's. On the 10th day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me a Kevin Owens pop-up power bombing. On the 9th day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me tickets to WrestleMania 34. Not 33.
Yeah, that would be. I can get 33 for a bargain.
Yeah, of course. On the 8th day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me a WWE Glow title like Naomi. Nice. On the 7th day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me Charlotte's moonsault skills to take out Natty.
Nice.
On the 6th day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me one of Scott's jokes with a lifetime warranty.
Ooh, hey, that's a stiff gift right there.
Those don't exist.
On the 5th day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me Tom's 3D printed belt for just me.
Nice.
There you go.
On the 4th day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me a Bludgeon Brothers hammers from the Wyatt family.
Oh.
Those mosquitoes.
Yes. On the 3rd day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon as special guest referees. On the 2nd day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me a Christian's Closet fashion nominee.
There it is.
On the 1st day of Christmas, my AfterBuzz crew gave to me the best gift of all, a slot on SmackDown Live's AfterBuzz TV.
Yay! Well done. Well done. Awesome. Did not think you would actually do it. And you sang all tone. That was very good.
That was awesome.
Very good.
Take that, Rusev.
Yeah.
In English.
Guys, I have to change my SmackDown Moment of the Year award, because that was it right there.
Best moment.
Best moment of the year. So with that, we should get into some moments, or some awards. So we thought of three awards. We didn't have to go too crazy with this. Of course, our year at AfterBuzz is coming to an end. We want to know, obviously, what you guys think were these award winners, but we're going to give you our breakdown. So first, let's talk about what we felt was the SmackDown Match of the Year. Match of the Year.
I'll go. Okay.
Go for it.
One that was totally unexpected. I never thought I'd be given praise to a kickoff match. SummerSlam of this year, the New Day versus the Usos, and a match that people just assume would be on the main card, but they showed that they deserved to be on the main card, and then from there got the Hell in the Cell match. This match was just amazing. It was so good that people were talking about it in the pay-per-view, not just in the recap, but saying how good it was, and it was great. You didn't know who was going to win, and it was fantastic. That match was so good.
I agree. That was my match of the year as well. It was one of the best tag team matches I probably think I've ever seen. These guys were like, oh, you're putting us on the pre-show? Are you? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to put us on the pre-show? Well, screw you guys, because we're going to blow this whole card wide open. And that's all anybody was talking about after that pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, Gabby?
Those are all really good choices, but I'm very basic. And, you know, it's hard to rack my brain of all the best moments, because I've had a lot of fun ones, you know, looking back on the things that I liked on these shows. But Hell in a Cell for me, Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm in love with Kevin Owens and his character and storyline. You guys all know this by now. So everything's pretty much geared around him.
Listen, Gabby, he has a wife and you have a boyfriend, all
right? I know, you're so right. But, I mean, come on. It's just, I can dream. A girl can dream, right?
I have two honorable mentions. AJ and Cena. And
we can have honorable mentions.
Well, I would like to
credit everyone on the roster.
But
the following,
but also, and I'm surprised Scott did not say this, Randy Orton and Luke Harper was an incredible match.
It was very close.
Yes,
it was very close.
My pick, though, for match of the year is New Day versus Usos, Hell in a Cell.
Okay,
they're Hell in a Cell match because there were so many things that we haven't seen before in that match that were displayed in there. And that was, to me, probably the most violent Hell in a Cell match of the PG era. Mm. And I was very, very intrigued by it. So that was my pick for that.
No. Mm. Orton and Harper had the wrong ending to that match.
I can understand that. SmackDown Moment of the Year. I'll start this one, since I went last on the other one.
How many honorable mentions do you have? Yeah.
Well, I was torn between two. I was really torn between two. But I feel like one of them is probably going to be the more obvious one, so with that, I'm going to choose the other one. And that was Kevin Owens, Frog Splash, and Vince. That the fact that Vince is 70-some-odd years old and taking a Frog Splash from a man in his prime just baffled me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably my shocking moment of the year.
So to follow that up, I chose when Shane McMahon ran through the audience, got to the concourse, and Kevin Owens powerbombed him through the merch table.
All right.
That was a good one, too.
You can go, Scott.
All right.
I'm still contemplating.
Mine was, I was there live, and it really hit me, really, really hit me hard. Backlash, Chicago. When Jinder Mahal won the WWE Championship from Randy Orton.
That was the one I was torn between, that and, yeah.
Completely shocking, you know, people say, oh, I saw it coming, knew it was going to happen. Yeah, you had a 50-50 shot at that. Good job on you. But it was the fact that it happened, and we saw the regime and the title reign that was Jinder Mahal, that they actually went through with it. From the match of him winning the six-pack challenge, and them following through. It was just a moment that I will not forget.
Tom?
I'm going to have to say the second women's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Like Carmella won again?
Yeah, yeah. Because the first one, I mean, the first one was good and very shocking with Ellsworth and everything. But, like, we've seen these women evolve, like, with the Rumble and everything. And it was so awesome to actually see them in that match. And I thought it was a fun match, and I'm glad Carmella won. So.
All right. And finally, the SmackDown Superstar of the Year. Could be male or female. And I'm just giving you guys a heads up.
Or an Ellsworth.
Okay. Giving you a heads up, I do have a top three.
You're totally defying your own rules of. You're pulling a Kaufman on this.
Well, I have my winner. I have my winner. Oh, if you don't want me to share the others, I don't have to.
Yeah, seriously.
You do it after, the fact, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Because what if you're just naming other people?
That's fair. Yeah. All right, mm-hmm. Scott, you start.
Well, you know, there's so many good ones. There's so That's many true. People that have come into their own character. I don't want to name them all in the way that, you know, you're going then to for all your sure. victories, but it's sure. obvious of who the top superstar is. It's the Bludgeon Brothers. As an obvious candidate to be an honorary Bludgeon Brother, it's them. Repackage can do no wrong, and they are undefeated.
That is true.
They are the undefeated superstars on SmackDown Live.
Your weapon this week it smells almost like Christmas tree, like pine a little bit.
Yeah. There's definitely some pine on here.
Okay. I was thinking it smelled like blood.
Well, pine blood.
Yeah, pine the blood of pine.
Yeah, it's 'tis the season.
Tom,
There's only one person I could think of.
Sarah. From the Riot Squad.
Don't spoil it.
I'm like Sarah who? No, Liv Morgan. it's the person that built this house, AJ Styles. This guy has been, every match he's in is good. He hasn't had a crappy match since he's been in WWE, to put it that way. And this year he's been amazing. And I mean, when I look at the poster of Clash of Champions and I see him and Charlotte, like if I wasn't really into wrestling, I'd be like, what is that all about? Cause those two people look like, you know, they can just like kick ass and they're awesome. So, like, why would I want to watch? And why, like, he's the perfect person to represent SmackDown.
Gabby?
So you guys are ready now. I mean, come on. Kevin Owens! It's the Kevin Owens show. SmackDown would not be the same without him. I'm sorry. You know, there's so many main events he's done. He's opened the show. I mean, I just don't see a better storyline right now. Honestly. He's one of my favorite people in WWE.
I love the fact that all four of us have a different choice. My superstar of the year is the Usos. Mm.
Aren't those two people? Just kidding.
He chose the Bludgeon Brothers. He chose Bludgeon Brothers.
Right. They're only one person, though.
They're a solid unit.
Yeah. There's
they're brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. And mine are literally twins.
Yeah, that's true.
They went from being a really good tag team, and in 2017, they became a must-see attraction. Mm-hmm. They all of a sudden, with the change of their look, the music, the attitude, the promo skills that they developed this year. And obviously, we've been talking about their matches that they had with New Day, amongst others. They solidified themselves as the best tag team in the WWE this year. And to me, 2017 cemented the fact that the Usos one day will be Hall of Famers, based on this year alone. So to me, they are Superstar of the Year. Or superstars since day one ish.
Brizango, close second.
Yeah,
for me.
I did.
Very good.
I would say though, you know. I was honestly torn with Naomi as well.
Mm, yep.
Because this was really her year. She's like the most over female on the roster. Her WrestleMania, her entrances, her Mania moment. A lot of people won the title at Chamber, got injured, rehabbed,
came back, won at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
Mm. And so, she has the best entrance in WWE.
Yes. So she was right there.
Like, that is the most awesome entrance. Yeah. I think one of the most I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have did a male and a female, like not just one or the other.
But they're all superstars.
Yeah, but they get separate rumbles.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. Yeah, so we got to pick one. I picked Naomi too. So
I've always loved Naomi, and I think I've seen her improve. You know, over the last few years. Not only that, but the whole idea behind her glowing belt as well, and bringing creativity to WWE. And if Divas does have any truth to it, I mean, she created the glow.
I'd go Carmella.
Yeah, Carmella, that's another great
exceptional
one
this year. She, you know, her true personal feelings of working with James Ellsworth, don't know what it is, but they made magic on screen.
That's true.
Like, they did, they had such good chemistry, and they made so much fun stuff. She's just been so good stepping up in the ring and stepping up on her promos. So I think Carmella's outstanding.
Yeah. So with that, those are our awards. Mm-hmm. The only thing left that we can do this year on AfterBuzz is presents.
Yep.
It's present. It's gift time.
You
it's
don't
gift
deserve
exchange.
My presents. Woo! Right? No, that's what Dolph Ziggler told us.
No, it's a different type of presents.
Yeah, I'm taking these back. They're mine, actually.
The closed captioning.
Well, Tom's already got his Santa sack ready.
Are we supposed to be opening these on
here? Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yes.
He demands it that way rather than we actually give each other things personally.
It wasn't human foods?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's in a refrigerated bag. Yes. Should I be worried?
First off, Tom, I'm confused because the card on this has someone else's name on it.
Read it.
Oh,
well, I don't know.
Read it out
I guess
loud.
I'll open it anyway.
Is he supposed to announce that?
Yeah. Chat roll. What do you think that name might be?
That present's only for somebody else. So.
I hope they think it means boss.
Go ahead, you can all open it. Go ahead. Let's open.
What do we got? Oh, a pop guy. One of these pop guys.
Oh, sweet.
I got AJ Styles.
Oh my god, I saw these at Wrestle Kingdom. You got me a Kevin Owens! Oh my god, you're so sweet.
Scott, which one did you get?
Mick Foley.
This is the best. This is fantastic. It is phenomenal, even. It is phenomenal.
Oh, I'm having such a nice day.
Fantastic. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. You're welcome, guys.
Oh, Scott's got it. I got to open my bag over here to get my gifts ready.
All right, here we go here.
Oh, Scott.
I thought in your song you were going to say a Kevin Owens pop. And that's when you started, and I was like, oh, Jerry.
We were close.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
Love
you, Tom.
WWE wrapping. Yeah.
Again, yeah, you have two names on here, Scott. I see Christian Rosenberg, but who is this other I don't understand.
No, I think it says something before Christian Rosenberg.
I don't understand what's happening. No,
there's great minds.
All right, let's see what we got
great
here.
Minds. Oh, let's see.
What is...
This is great for the microphones.
It is. It's
oh, great, my God. The Cesaro Thwith Thyborg t-shirt.
Well, this came true.
That's amazing.
This was awesome. In my 12 Days of Christmas.
What is that one?
Merchandise tees.
Nice.
Your original favorite. I went with OG because I know you had a Kevin Owens shirt, so.
He's still this a favorite. Awesome.
Right. I wanted you to have the rounded out wardrobe.
My RKO!
Tom, tell me what you want.
I got Angle.
Is it Kurt Angle?
Yeah. It's one of the Rob Schamberger ones.
Yes. Awesome.
And apologies for both of yours when they arrive the way they did. Like, yours was encased in plastic, but sometimes when they just pack them separately at the WWE, they just smell like vinegar, straight up.
Oh, yeah. Mine.
Like, it's just...
Just how I like
mine's
them.
Good.
Yeah, it does, actually. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Thank all you, right. Scott.
You're very welcome.
Let me get mine over here. Shirt, so.
Nice.
I am terrible at... I'm
going
terrible
off the
at,
old list.
at wrapping gifts, so I just put them in bags.
Is this for Hanukkah?
Yes.
It's for Rose and Boy.
Yes, for Tom, because it has a T on it. This one is
That's
for
not my name, though.
No, that's for Gabby. This one's for Scott.
That's what I'm here to announce. That's not my name. However.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ow, it bit me.
A Kurt Angle shirt.
No, yeah. Same exact shirt.
Now I'm all stocked up on merchandise.
Nice. Yes, I don't have a Sami Zayn shirt either.
Let's see.
Best day ever.
Fight anyway. KO!
Nice. KO t-shirt.
This is my second KO in life now.
A Baron
KO
Corbin. No. A Nakamura.
You have so many shirts and there's not a Bludgeon Brothers. I'm like, I don't think you have a Nakamura one.
There never will be.
Yeah, no. Soon enough.
Never will be.
Nice.
Okay, so
thank
I'm
you.
The last person.
Yes. Oh,
I just got to run to the store real quick.
Oh, yeah. Gabby's gifts are over, so she has to run off set for a split second.
Sure. Vamp.
I just want to thank everyone for this wonderful
Save
year. Oh, she's back. Thank God.
Mentions.
Okay,
we won't be here next week, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, so. If you couldn't figure that out yet.
Yeah.
We're off next week for the holiday.
Okay, so guys, yes. I have WrestleMania tickets. Just kidding.
I was like, whoa.
I'm like, no.
I'm like, Gabby wins.
Right,
Gabby wins
can you
Christmas.
Imagine? Actually, it's not a bad idea. But anyone have hookups? So I have cards for you all, but I'm going to extend the 12 Days of Christmas to our next episode for a real gift.
That's fine.
So, Tom.
Yeah, I'm again, the names.
Yours is right.
Hey, Christian.
But inside,
look at that.
Inside it's different.
Why? I don't understand.
Thank you, Gabby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Should we read them out loud?
You could read them.
Okay.
You could show them too because they're very pretty cards.
Oh, I like these cards.
Scott, please burn in the darkest pits of hell. Can't stand your attitude.
Dear Christian, so grateful to be working with you in AfterBuzz. SmackDown greater than Raw. Love always, Gabby. Aww. Thank you.
Dear Josh.
Thank you, Gabby.
Where would I be without you?
You know I did not write that.
Oh, it says Scott.
Okay. No, that says Tony. It says Tony.
It actually says Kevin Owens.
Where would I be without your humor at AfterBuzz? SmackDown and Wrestling Podcast would not be the same without you. Too many more shows together, and a happy holiday season. Love, always, Gabby. Thank you, Gabby.
You're welcome.
And mine says, my first day from Main Event to SmackDown Live. So glad to have a friend.
I should
have
said day one-ish, by the way. I didn't get that.
Day one is H, yeah. To have you have a friend like you to host with and go to 90s concert with. Yep.
Because we've already done two.
Yes, yeah.
Well,
I love you guys, seriously.
I love you guys too. This is honestly my favorite day of the week. Is coming to watch SmackDown.
Rusev Day.
Talk about it. Every Tuesday is Rusev Day to me. Because we get to talk about it. All you guys that listen and watch on YouTube, you're just as big, or actually, I should say, you're a much, much bigger part of this than the four of us here. Because it's because of you guys that we're able to do this show every week. Thank you guys for your continued support. And if you think we have fun in 2017, just wait! 2018's coming up. We got two Rumble matches. Mania. All that fun stuff. So thank you guys so much. In the meantime, over the holidays, we'll be off for 2 weeks. But Scott, where can people reach out to you?
You can reach out to me on social media, at Scott Narver. You can check out the feature film that I'm in, Dave Made a Maze, available on DVD, Blu-ray. It makes a great stocking stuffer, by the way. And it's also available video on demand and on Hulu. So you can watch it there as well. Check that out. And also youtube.com/onyourmarkshow. The funniest free shoot interview series you'll ever see, starring Marky Extreme, who invaded Impact Wrestling offices. So you want to check that out. Crazy Steve, whether or not he's his dad. And this week, Madison Rain one-on-one interview. So check that out.
Nice. Tom Connolly.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TomTheCom. Happy Rusev Day.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Gabby.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Gabby.TheRen and on Twitter at Gabrielle_Loren or follow me on my YouTube channel.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg, along with those Dave Made a Maze DDs on DVDs. Another great stocking stuffer would be prosandtees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Or maybe prosandtees.com/Rosenkapadres, prosandtees.com/onyourmark. Is it OYM show or On Your Mark show? What is it? Do
on
you know?
YouTube?
Or yeah, the prosandtees.
Oh, OYM show.
OYM show. And of course, for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy holidays. Have a safe new year. We'll see you guys in 2018. For Scott Narver, Tom Connolly, and Gabby Loren, I'm Christian Rosenberg. See you later.
Happy holidays.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. Dear loved him as they shouted out with